Artists and craftspeople have sold their wares on city streets for hundreds of years, and their customers have almost always paid cash, but that's beginning to change. WNYC's Ilya Meretz reports some tech-savvy vendors are now taking payment by credit card, and that's changing the retail economy of the streets.
Joe Mangrum's thing is sand paintings. A couple times a week, Mangrum goes to a public space like Union Square or Columbus Circle, gets down on his knees, and dribbles colored sand between his fingers. A crowd gathers as Mangrum spreads an intricate pattern of swirls, zigzags, and dots across the pavement. It looks a little bit like a rose window in a church or a Tibetan mandala.
Let it flow, let yourself go, slow and low, that is the tempo.
A relaxed philosophy, courtesy of Run-DMC and the Beastie Boys. But Mangrum is a full-time artist. All his income comes from commissions, donations, and sales of his art books. Lately, he's been offering patrons a new way to pay him, by credit card, through a program called Square, which he runs on his iPhone.
I've got a little gadget that has a mini port that plugs into the headphone jack of the iPhone.
This gadget is about the size of a matchbook. The customer swipes their card through a groove. The data is saved. The customer signs his or her name on the iPhone touchscreen, gives Mangrum their email address, and presto, the payment is complete.
And it sends a receipt with both the GPS locator of where the transaction took place and a picture of me.
After several months using Square, Mangrum says he hasn't had any complaints from customers, and the program has enabled people without a lot of cash in their pockets to buy his $56 book.
A lot of people in this country have moved to paying with plastic. They're just not carrying as much cash around.
Jack Dorsey is Square's co-creator and a co-founder of Twitter. Last year, Dorsey spent months negotiating with credit card companies, learning their complicated fee structures so that Square could offer users a simple deal. Every time Joe Mangrum takes a payment through Square, Dorsey's company charges him 15 cents and takes 2.75% of the sale. Square then handles all payments to the credit card company. George Peabody is director of emerging technologies at Mercator Advisory Group, a payment industry research company.
Between broadband mobile and smartphones, we're seeing all kinds of new applications.
There are now about a dozen card swipe systems for personal handheld devices, with names like SwipeIt and GoPayment. Many use card readers, others rely on users inputting their card numbers manually. It's too early to tell which program will emerge as the market leader. Peabody predicts close to 4 million Americans will start accepting credit card payments through their phones over the next 4 years, especially handymen. Farmers selling produce at green markets, Christmas tree sellers, artists like Joe Mangrum, people who tend to take payment in cash.
It is a fact that taking cards improves your ability to sell, particularly these days.
One possible side effect of this emerging technology, it will be easier to track transactions, and that could mean more sales tax revenues for state and local governments as the cash economy turns to plastic. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meretz.